Will everyone please join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, welcome, and let me take this opportunity to introduce you to the members of the board. To my left, we have our building inspector, John Whitman, our attorney, John Bailey, then Kim Bauer, Mike Williams, Bob Lennartz, then to my right, Bob Metz, Dwight Mateer, and our recording secretary, Anna Warren Zizzi. If anyone appearing before this board is related through family, financial, or business relationship with any member of this board, it is incumbent upon him to make it known under state law and code of ethics. The first order of business will be the approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. Each member of the board having previously received and read the minutes of the previous meeting date, December 20th, 2022, the chair will entertain a motion that the reading of these minutes be dispensed with approval of the same.
I'd like to make a correction.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, fellas. I made a motion to deny the urine appearance. This is in regards to the digital sign. Yet the minutes read in support all the five different factors read as if I was supporting the deal, and I just asked that we make an objection that they be in the negative.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So with that correction, do we have a motion for the minutes?
So
do I have a second?
Second.
Question for Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
And the chair also. All persons making an appeal before this board will be heard in accordance with the town's laws of the state of New York, Article 16, Sections 267, 279, and 288, Subdivision 3, in the Town of Orchard Park Zoning Ordinance. Per Section 144-63E1, all public notices have been filed. Any person aggrieved by any decision in the Board of Appeals may present to a court of record a petition duly verified, setting forth that such decision is illegal, specifying the grounds of the illegality. Such petition must be presented to the court within 30 days after filing of the decision in the office of the town clerk. Will the secretary please read the affidavit of publication and posting of the legal notice for this meeting?
Notice is hereby given that the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park, New York, will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, the 17th of January, 2023, at 7 p.m. in the Orchard Park Community Activity Center, 4520 California Road, in said town, in the manner of the following appeals.
Let the record show that site inspections for tonight's cases were made by Kim.
Yep.
Mike.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Dwight.
Yes.
And the chair also. So we do have a full member board tonight. Michael will be our alternate this evening. So any motion will need three votes in a positive direction to pass. Could you please read the first item on the agenda?
ZBA file number 3022, Eric and Melissa Burrows, 5765 Sheriff Road, Zoned R1, SBL number 185.03-2-25, Farm Lot 3, Town 9, Range 7. Request an area variance to construct a 50-foot by 30-foot pole barn in a corner lot with a 20-foot and 35-foot setback from the street side yard. Minimum street side setback in an R1 zone is 50 feet. Section 144, Attachment 14, Schedule of Height, Lot, Yard, and Bulk Regulations. This item was tabled at the December 2022 meeting.
So, come on up whenever you're ready. Then if you can just sign in again.
Thank you.
want to give us a brief update, if any? I believe we all made it to your site, so.
Okay.
Anything additional you'd like to say?
No, I just want to thank you guys for coming out and taking a look. I know I met with some of you guys personally, walked my property. Hopefully it explained it a little better, actually seeing the property line and also seeing it sticked out. So nothing's really been updated on that front, but I know we did go around and talk to a couple more neighbors, so I know we did get a couple more signatures and stuff.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. So it's officially reopened.
Now you have to bring this before.
Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting a variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting a variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Okay, so I'm closing the public hearing portion of the meeting. So then it will be a board discussion.
I'd just like to be on the board and then I'm against it.
Okay. Who's next?
I would just like a clarification as to where we are as far as distance from the house to the proposed building.
So, per the survey, John went out there and measured it, and where the stakes are right now, it is currently 16 feet off the house. Correct?
Correct.
I'd like to just share an observation I had. I drove down Bruce and Sheriff in both directions. The several properties to the north of the proposed structure are older structures, homes, that have a similar distance from the road as what's being proposed. I think there's two of them.
Correct. And that's one of the signatures on the paperwork is the Sheriff Road address. So actually we did talk to them. I think their house was built in 1900, right around the turn
right.
of the century. So.
Like we have current, we're following for the zoning there, the current standards, and the current standards are 50 feet.
Correct.
I don't know what they were when they built those houses.
Who knows?
But I don't feel that it's a big change in the character of the neighborhood because you already have existing structures that have that proximity.
Which measurement?
The distance from Sheriff to the proposed structure is similar to the existing structures that are further north on Sheriff on the same side of the road.
Oh, okay. Do you want to say anything?
No, I just had that one question related to the distance from the building, and I would assume then that the 27 feet is off of the property line.
That's about what I measured.
All right. I don't have anything else. I do thank you for staking. It was much easier to see the big orange stake, so.
Understood. And that's why I wanted to try to put that pink line, too.
Saw that, yep.
Because it gives a better representation, because before, when you just look at the survey, it doesn't really give you, the survey says east line of Sheriff Road, but it doesn't necessarily give you a good representation mm-hmm. of how far off the road my property line technically begins.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
I would personally like to see it so that the distance between the house and the front corner or the side of the barn would be 10 feet, where it's currently 16.
Mm-hmm.
And and then put a stipulation that it would be no long, no wider than 30 feet. Because it seems like we're all having a hard time where the property line is versus the distance of the barn. Because just because you measured something different than John did, so
correct.
It's easier to say off the house. That's a permanent structure, not moving.
Okay.
So I personally would like to see it move the 6 feet closer to the house. Or 5 feet.
Can I ask, just as make a suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
Make a suggestion that you stand it there to be no closer. Or a maximum of 10 feet away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true for you?
Bob? Structure's got to be minimum 10 feet from the property.
So minimum of?
It's got to be minimum 10 feet from the structure.
Okay, so that's good. Minimum 10 feet from the structure.
And otherwise, that would be all another variance, and you'd have to come again, I don't know, but.
A minimum of 10 feet from the house.
Correct.
Well, you would also say, and no wider than 30 feet, so that it can only.
I think what you want to say is not a maximum, a minimum. If you want to set it, you say it's 10 feet, it needs to be 10 feet.
Yes.
From the house, and 30 feet in the east-west direction width.
I mean, can I just ask why do you feel comfortable with the 10 feet? I mean, you know, we get 7 feet of snow. If I got a pileup of snow between my building and my house, actually right where that corner is right where my furnace discharges.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I get massive snow drifts that built up, I would have had 7 feet of snow in between that area. You know what I mean? So I guess my question is why the 10?
Because I am honestly not comfortable with the building as it is, where it is.
Okay.
For me, it's either you move it to be 10 feet or you have no vote for me. So, I mean, I don't know how the other board members are going to vote, but that's just my opinion. Like, honestly, this building makes me very uncomfortable with the side. But I'm personally trying to work with you. Again, don't know the opinions of the other board members, but this is my compromise. So.
Madam Chairman,
yes.
I might suggest that you make a motion to that effect and see if it flies.
Okay, so does anyone want to make it or should I?
Go ahead.
Okay, I will make a motion to grant the variance with the stipulation that the barn is to be located 10 feet off the side of the house and no wider, what direction can you say?
East-west
of 30 feet. I don't think there will be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties. I don't think the benefit can be achieved in any other way. With the stipulations, I don't think the request is substantial, and I don't think there will be an adverse effect on the physical or environmental conditions in the neighborhood or the district. The difficulty was self-created, but it will not necessarily preclude the granting of variance. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. On the question, Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
No.
Kim?
No.
And the chair votes yes. So you can do it with the 10 feet off the building and no wider than 30 feet.
Let me ask you a question.
The There's no taken. Questions. Like, it's binding now. If you want to appeal it, I think you can do it.
Yes, you could appeal the decision if you wish.
But you have to go to which court?
Supreme Court.
Can I ask for some clarification?
Sure.
Well, I know one of the big concerns was that 10 feet in the back corner because of the jut out,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's okay?
Yes.
Okay. If that distance is okay, what happens if I push the building back more towards the ravine but still maintain 10 feet from my house.
No, I'm sorry. We accepted the where it's located on this map, the 100.25 feet from Bruce and 10 feet off the house.
Could he reapply in a year if he wanted to relocate it somewhere different, but it'd be no guarantee that he would get a pass because it depends on who the members are and how they weigh the facts at the time.
It's being moved over towards the house by 6 feet. So that's going to actually be 16 feet now.
In the back corner, it would be 16 feet.
You can't go over 10 feet, but you shift the building over 6 feet.
So that back corner would be 16 feet in instead of 10.
So thank you. If you have any additional questions, you can call the building department tomorrow.
ZBA file number 3222, Original Pancake House, 3019 Union Road, Zone B2, SBL number 152.12-4-1, part of Farmlot 461, Township 10, Range 7. Request an area variance to exceed the 8-inch maximum horizontal width pedestal with a 4-foot wide pedestal. A sign not attached to any building or structure supported by one pedestal permanently placed in the ground with a clear, unobstructed area of at least 8 feet in height from the ground to the bottom of the sign, except for the pedestal, which shall not exceed 8 inches in horizontal dimension. The overall height of pedestal signs shall not exceed 16 feet. Section 144-5, terms defined. This item was tabled at the December 2022 meeting.
So that's a completely separate permit.
Oh, pardon me, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I didn't want to make any more
particles. Basically this is I think your request is for us to compromise or come up with plan E. This is our plan E. It's a clean living sign. As Brian mentioned, it's a pushed acrylic. It'll have a nice light. It'll be visible from the street and from distance. So this is something that we'll get.
I like it. I have one question. It relates to the old sign. Was there a speaker on the top of the old sign?
That was a light. It was a light that shined on the building. Actually, okay. It was a light that shined on our flag.
Okay. I assume that's not going to be the case.
We're going to get the flag back up there, but I don't know about illumination. That would be something, you know, I would like to do, but I want to do it properly before I proceed.
Thank you.
Great.
Just to share what I know about the flags, the veterans are pretty particular about the flag, and I think the flag rules, so you need to have it lit at night if you have the flag up.
Okay, all right.
But that's not the business of this board.
No, I appreciate that. No, thank you for that.
I think the sign looks a lot cleaner, though, without a light on the top of it. I think this, what you've drawn, is very aesthetically pleasing.
That's great. We can always take a light and go from the ground up.
Right. However you want to do it, it's no business of this board.
But okay, very good.
To go off of what you said, I worked at a flag place for 4 years, and that is a proper education.
Yeah.
Good call.
I want your business to be successful.
Oh, thank you.
I have two questions. I do like the design a lot better. It looks good. You're changing your colors to red and blue?
Yes, correct.
That's just me being nosy.
Yes.
And then I couldn't find it in here. What is the current square footage of your sign versus now?
Is that just the, for clarification?
It was under 40. You're allowed 40. I know it was under 40.
That excludes the pedestal portion.
Oh, the
portion.
First one, I don't know. We did that on the old application. Did you get a copy of the old application?
It's in there. It's in the file, the old application. I put it in there.
I was looking for it, and I just...
It should be.
I mean the one that's standing right now. Not
the one current. Yeah.
It looks like it is 39.88 square feet for the square at the top, excluding the pedestal portion.
Yes,
that's
correct.
Include the pedestal portion in the square footage of the sign?
Just the sign only, not the pedestal.
Okay.
Yeah, because the pedestal would be just that shroud covering the holes that are already there.
Right.
Get a little blast
so,
around it. I believe we're right around the same square footage, just a different shape.
I'm just curious.
I have notes with me. I believe that was like 36 and some change, but I'm not positive.
What's the allowable square footage on the side?
Allowed up to 40.
40? Oh. So there.
And the old one, I know that we did have a copy of that application, and that was under 40.
Okay.
The old one.
But it
is 36 and change. I'm not positive. I know it's in front of me.
So current signage is 40 square feet.
A little less.
No code, sorry.
Oh, the current one.
Yeah, you're
okay.
With it.
So we're under it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then I guess that doesn't. My question is
around. And the new one's still a little bit under as well.
Okay, that was it for my questions. Anyone else? Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of Grand Prairie? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting variance? Did you receive any outside communication?
No.
I forgot to ask that in the last one. I apologize.
Well, you said you did in the meeting, so.
Okay. So I'm going to close the public hearing portion for discussion. Okay, so do we have a board member willing to make a motion?
I make a motion regarding file 32-22, original Pancake House at 3019 Union Road. I make a motion that in favor of the granting of the variance. I don't think there will be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood. Actually, I feel that it'll be a nicer display there than what's currently there. I don't feel the benefit could be sought. The none of it's not going to be achieved in any other way other than the granting of the variance. Do not feel that the request is substantial. We do not feel there will be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. And while the difficulty was self-created, it does not preclude the granting of the variance.
Do you have a second?
I'll second. Bob.
Question. Dwight?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Up?
Yes.
Good. Yes. And Chair also. So, good luck.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm going to smell the bacon and butter milk.
ZBA file number 123, Western New York Pediatrics, 5800 Big Tree Road, Zoned I-1, SBL number 172.07-1-9.12, part of Farm Lot 31, Township 9, Range 7, requests an area variance to install a 32-square-foot each side freestanding sign. There shall be no more than two sign sides, the exterior dimensions of which shall not exceed 30 square feet per side. The total area on which printing appears shall not exceed 20 square feet. Section 144-381B2.
Oh,
hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, I'm Mark Payne from Hollywood Signs.
You don't mind me saying it? Oh. Sorry.
Did they still?
Yeah. It's a marker 10 feet. Thank you. I'm Mark Payne from Hollywood Signs on behalf of Western York Pediatrics. Do you have any questions about the sign? Or
well, why don't you tell us about it first?
Okay, it's a 4x8, two-inch sandblasted sign. It's going to be placed off 20 feet off the road, and it's going to help people locate the practice. Something that's very hard to see currently. There's a small sign that's on like a monument about 40 feet in. It's a very nice sign. It's not illuminated. It's not digital. It's very classy. It's going to fit in with the whole scheme of Big Tree Road. And it will just really help people locate the business. And it will fit in with the environment or the surrounding community.
Okay.
And it's 2 square feet on each side. So it's not like it's not a big ask, I hope.
Yeah. Okay. So, if you're okay with that, I'll have the board ask some questions.
Sure.
Okay. Dwight, I'll start with you.
I don't have any questions. I think it's rather straightforward.
You don't, have any, you don't have any questions?
Why? Well, I have questions. I mean,
yeah. I just have a couple questions. First question is, how late is that practice open during the day?
I believe it's 5 o'clock. I do not know their full hours, but I don't think it's open past 7 at the latest.
Okay. And it's not going to have any illumination at all on it?
Not to my knowledge. No, not that we plan on doing. So, if they have lights at it, that would be for them to do through a licensed electrician and everything of that nature.
Not that I have need for this particular service, but I drove by 3 times before I could find it, so I'm a big proponent of this thing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bob took my question, so I'm all good.
What color is that going to be? We just got the black one.
Oh, I have a picture on my phone.
If you don't mind.
Oh, no, I brought it just for that. It's green and.
Oh, okay.
No, very nice.
It's good.
You said it's going to be moved up about 20 feet from the road.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Or off the road, actually, off the road. Yeah, like
minimum 15 feet
yeah.
From the right of way.
Right, from the right of way. Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to
yeah, it's exactly. It's going to base it off of the road.
Okay.
Now, that's double-sided, isn't it?
Correct.
Okay, so no electronics on the interior.
Exactly. Not on the sign, not related to us. Just, we're basically just going to put in the sign. And they're going to landscape around it, from what I gather.
Okay. Anyone else have any? Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of Grand and Variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of Grand and Variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the Grand and Variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the Grand and Variance? Do you receive any outside communication?
No.
Okay. So I'm closing the public hearing portion of the meeting. Board discussion?
I think it's a good move.
Good. Do I have a board member willing to make a motion?
I would make a motion for approval. There will not be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties created. The benefits sought cannot be achieved in any other way other than through the granting of the variance. The request is not substantial. There will not be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or the district. And although the difficulty is self-created, that does not preclude the granting of the variance.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Question, Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair also, so good luck.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a great night. Appreciate your time.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Say aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Any question I'm going to ask the guys?